Welcome out there to another awesome and riveting episode of The Album Argument, a podcast where two dudes trade records, and then we pick the best and worst songs. I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
And we are so thankful to have you with us today. On this interesting episode, we are going to cover an artist or a genre of music that we have not touched upon at all. And I have to say, I'm kind of excited for this. I was a little bit nervous at first, but after, you know, listening to this record a few times, I've really come to enjoy it. And, you know, I'll go into that a little bit further there. But Jay, how you doing really quick?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I think it's perfect, actually, because for some, at least here in Georgia, it's spring break, right?
Spring break!
And not to say that you would listen to this album.
Sun's out, guns out!
Something like that.
Something like that.
Go wild and crazy, yeah. I don't know if you listen necessarily to this album for that.
No.
For that, you know, but it's...
This definitely would not get those spring break vibes going. More tame.
Like your elementary school spring break.
Yeah.
Right?
I could see kids, some of my students, rocking out to this. For those of you who don't know, I am an elementary school music teacher, so kindergarten through fifth grade. I have the little ones, and then Jay... Your wife, she is a middle school band director.
Yep, correct. So, So music's always been played.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was playing in our houses.
Yeah.
And we both have kids, you and I, right?
Yep.
So our kids have listened to this, and it was kind of steering it back to this album. It was actually interesting, I think, that you chose this because it's, I admit that I'd never really, you know, thought of this as like an album. I think of this as just kind of...
Just kid songs.
Songs and maybe even singable songs for the very young.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely singable songs for the very young. In case you haven't picked up on it here, we are talking about Rafi and his album, his first kid's album, Singable Songs for the Very Young. Now, I'll tell you now, this album was suggested to us by a listener, and his name is Nick. Now, Nick, I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to mess up your last name, and I'm really sorry, but Nick Opaleski.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm saying it wrong because I can never get these names right, but Nick, thank you very much. I'll tell the story really quick. Nick sent me this message before about, hey, I would really like it if you would cover this album. And I thought it was a joke. And now Nick, I'm sorry, because you're probably going to be like, wow, this guy's really rude. But I thought it was a joke. I'm like, no way. Like, this can't be a real suggestion. And then a couple, like, I didn't respond. I was a total jerk and did not respond. And then Nick sent me a message like weeks later going like, no, dude, seriously, I want to hear this record. I want to hear you talk about this record. And
nice.
I was like, oh, snap. So I started doing research into the album and stuff like that. And I have to say, I'm totally in the wrong. I'm the bad guy. Nick, you've picked a good record. Not only is this a good record, but who this guy is, who Rafi actually is. I learned a ton, and I'm super impressed. Like, wow. So I'll go into it. Have you heard of, you've heard of Rafi, but not in the album sense, just
in
the songs, right?
So if you have kids, going back to that thought, that if you have kids, you're bound to stumble upon some Rafi, however, I don't know.
I say Rafi.
Rafi.
I think it just sounds cool.
Rafi, yeah. So however, I mean, you see the name and you hear his voice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's on, at least, especially in the streaming days that we are in now, or YouTube or things like that. Like, you've either heard his versions of the songs.
Or his actual songs.
Or the songs, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize how many of these he actually wrote.
Exactly, yeah. I was just talking to my parents. They were asking us, oh, yeah, what albums do you have coming up? And I said, you know, we've got this children's album, and I was just blown away, like, out of the 19 songs.
Yeah.
He's written...
I think half of them, at least, are his originals.
So, yeah, I was familiar with him, and we'd kind of listen to him, and I know some people are, like, really into him.
Yeah.
Like, some parents, oh, yeah, that's what we listen to.
Oh, I did not realize there's a whole fandom out there. He has his own wiki. Like, it's pretty cool.
And it's well-deserved. I'm not, like, bashing it or anything we just didn't get into it as much. I think our kids were like, okay, yeah, they're kind of fine. Now, the songs, yes.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But, you know, the versions, I think my kids... You know, like, now they want, like, the upbeat dance annoying songs. I wish they listened to more like this music. But anyway, so yes, I was familiar with it, but I had to really become familiar with this album.
So you would think that being an elementary music teacher, I would have been very familiar with this. I'm familiar with like 90% of the songs that were on here, but I'm familiar with other people doing their versions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So, you know, again, Nick, thank you, because you actually taught me a whole lot here. I learned a ton, which I'm really appreciative of, especially as a music teacher. And I'm sorry, I will fully admit I was wrong for initially thinking that this was a joke request. So Nick, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, dude.
You know you're going to get lots of joke requests now.
I might. And that,
which I hope so. I hope so.
Go send them in. Send us in your serious request and your joke. So Rafi, I'm going to be honest with you. He's kind of got an interesting story. First off, his name is actually Rafi. Rafi Kavukian. Kavakian. It's hard to say. And again, I mess up names. So there we go. He was born in 1948 in Egypt to Armenian parents. And now they had to flee Turkey because of the genocide that was going on there. And then about 10 years later, they migrated to Canada. So he's Armenian, Canadian, Canadian, Armenian, whichever one you want to, you know, first and last. But it's this upbringing that led him down his path. So at first he wanted to be a musician. He, you know, folkish and stuff like that, tried to make it as, you know, as almost like a rock star in a way. And it was him getting invited to sing for a bunch of kids that he was a little bit reluctant. Like, he's like, I don't know if I want to do this, but then he finally went through with it and he found his true calling. And I can honestly attest that, yeah, that's kind of my situation in a little bit in a way, like, you know, I've taught all levels. I've taught high school, middle school, elementary. I left elementary school and I came back to it because that was my true calling. I'm like, these little kids and influencing them in music, that's where I want to be. So I get where he's coming from. Through his singing, though, and playing of these songs, it turned out he was very popular. Kids loved him and parents really enjoyed him because, you know, the songs were neat and interesting and it got the kids motivated. He started recording material. He has released a few adult, what he calls adult albums, but nothing like these kids' records. He's got like 19 records out there. He's still making music to this day. He has been honored by so many different people, organizations, for all of his charitable donations and his foundations for promoting kids and basically getting kids stuff they need, you know. Just, it's amazing the stuff that he has done. I sound like a bumbling fool right now, but his organizations have done so much for children in need. And I'm, you know, I tip my hat again. Thank you, Nick, because I didn't know any of this stuff.
Same. I think it should also go to mention, so this album, when did it come out?
1977.
Yeah. So I think it also helps, like
76. I'm sorry.
1976. Yeah. So, I think it also helps kind of put it in that realm or kind of think of the year.
Yeah.
Because I think that's why, like, when I was listening to the songs with my kids, in terms of today's music, nothing bashing Rafi again, but today's music is like, you know, they want like The Floor is Lava or things like that. And they want like these upbeat songs.
Yeah.
And Rafi would come on and be like, okay, yeah. But in 1976.
This was it.
This was it.
He was a rock star.
So if you've come up with that.
Yeah.
And then you had your kids listen to that. So I can see how there's a huge following because it fits.
It really does. And it's interesting because now my students ask for guys like Perry Grip, who is the lead singer of Nerf Herder. He does kids music. And, you know, we're even doing one of his songs in our next performance. It's Raining Tacos is one of his classics.
All right.
Yeah. Or Narwhal Eating a Bagel is also a great one. Ween Arena. These are classics now, but for our older audience, who knows, maybe they will connect to this. But anyways, this album, Singable Songs for the Very Young, was released back in 1976 on Troubadour Records. What's really cool about this album is you said there's 19 songs, but they're all either under a minute or just barely over 2 minutes. So you can get through this whole album in like under 30 minutes. It's really neat.
Yeah. It was kind of overwhelming when I first put it on. I go, oh yeah, this, you know, I know him, it's going to take a while. And then before I knew it, we were like halfway through the album. Yeah.
So I got to turn it over to you, Jay. What are your thoughts here as somebody, cause I didn't bring my kids up on kids music. I know my ex-wife, she played kids stuff, but like when they were in vehicle with me, we always listened to rock and roll. But I don't know. What's your take on all this? But as a grown man who have kids that are probably too old for this album, how did you respond to this?
Yeah, so it came across as, you know, initially Rafi is like, yeah, it's kind of folky. Okay, I can see, you know, kind of younger kids at first. I think that's the first initial playlists that it came up on. You know, like very, 2, 3, 4, right? And yes. I think that's where like the target audience.
I would say definitely would the pre-K audience.
Yeah, pre-K, preschool, pre-K right now. You know, older kids. I funny enough, I heard my kids talk or sing Down by the Bay earlier.
Like yes.
This past week, right? They might not sing his version, but yeah. It's still his song,
yes,
right?
It is.
I think that's one of his. Mr. Sun also.
Yep, that's you a know, good one.
Like, we might not sing this version because it's a little too fast, in my opinion, based on some of the yeah. other versions, but that's personal things. But other than that, you know, it's coming into it, as I mentioned, I knew songs, and I was just kind of blown away that, wow, that's him. Like, so yeah. I've always joked, like, okay, if you're at that level where you're known by one name, you're at, like, Beyonce level, like,
yeah.
we should change it.
Or Seal.
But before all of them was Rafi.
Rafi.
So you're at Rafi level, and then people would look exactly. at you and go, what? You're like, you know Madonna, which is like the next one.
Yeah.
You know Seal.
Or Celine. Or Celine. Yeah, you don't even have to say Dion.
Selena would be yeah, one, right? Yeah. So when you said Celine, I was like, oh yeah, there's Selena. Anyway, so we should I should remove all that, and I'm just going to start saying, it, when you're at Rafi status,
yeah,
you know you've made it because yeah. you're known by one name.
That's
so
awesome.
So first, you know, coming into it, that was the first realization going, wait, it started to click, like, when I think I looked into him a little bit, I said, oh, he actually wrote these songs.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good to know. So I have more respect now as a musician, let's say, and as, let's say, engineer-producer. I think it sounds really good. Like, it doesn't sound like other 1976 albums.
Oh, of course. What I also enjoy about it is the simplicity of it. Like, yeah. they did not do too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's keep it simple, keep the melody simple, keep the singing simple. And that's one of the things that it's, when a child listens to it, it's not too much just boom, boom, boom at them.
Yep.
And it's very relaxing.
I think maybe Down by the Bay is the most produced, right?
Okay.
That's got like percussion. I'm just thinking, I don't necessarily have it in my show notes right now, but I think
probably
that has, you know, some background vocals, the kids, you know, a few tracks of the kids,
yep.
but it has like panning and things like
it
that.
Does,
like
yeah.
most of the other ones are pretty straightforward, like you mentioned. So yeah, for how simple it is, it just blew me away, but that how good it sounds. Like,
yeah,
I just can't say that enough. Like, some kids' music, even now, is produced really poorly.
Yes, it is.
So maybe because it's a lack of percussion and MIDI and things like that, that it's just the guitar,
mm-hmm.
maybe some keys and all the sound effects, things like that, that's what makes it sound so good and hold up, that it's not so cheesy sounding.
Yeah.
It's not like a dated synth from an 80s song or whatever from whatever other time, or that you're like, oh, that's obviously not an acoustic drum set, that's MIDI. It just holds up. So
yeah.
it just sounds really good. So props to those that recorded. And did he record it himself, I wonder? Or at the time, he probably had somebody, he went into a studio. Like nowadays, I could see you would do this at home.
So to be honest, there is not a lot of information out there on the web about
sure.
this. I went to so many different sites, including Rafi's own site, and they don't have a whole lot of information about, you know, who did what.
Yeah.
They have, you can check and see, they'll tell you who played what instruments on each song, which
gotcha.
Is neat. Because they're all like friends of his and stuff, but as for production, I'm assuming they just did it all themselves.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, and it just sounds good. And I actually have done, I've done a kids album. Yeah, a couple of kids albums with my friend or for my friend Tori.
Yeah,
and it's not easy. Yeah, getting a whole bunch of kids to sing in front of microphones,
yeah.
doing background vocals, and just like simplifying the songs so they can be, you know, easily digested by a young person's mind. For example, I remember he was doing one when we were doing tracks and it was like ABCs and we just kind of had to make it shorter.
Yeah.
You know, you're just thinking of, and that goes to these songs that
yep.
they're shorter. So it's not easy. Like, you
no,
know, you just like coaching and teaching and things like that. You're like, oh, everybody just thinks this way, but you have to remember a 4-year-old. So
that's right.
I wonder if he had kids. Did he try it out? Or you said he just showed up and just got some reception. So
yeah.
That helped too.
Nice.
So yeah, I don't know where to start. I mean, they're all great. They're all really great songs,
they
except
are.
For one.
There's
one that I don't like.
I'm wondering if we're on the same page here.
I wonder.
Go ahead.
Because I'll just say all this praise and I'll just go cut to the chase because it's kind of hard to pick the best because they're all pretty cool. The one that is not for the kids in talking about this, maybe my long way, it's a segue to saying, I think the parents were more in mind in this song,
mm-hmm.
and it's number 6, I Wonder If I'm Growing. Like, that's not a song that...
Really? Really?
The kids are going to be singing.
Oh, see, I like that one.
It's just for the parents.
So we're not on the same page.
It's
on
not.
This.
That's what I was like. No, wonder. No. So it that one's more You're for the wrong. Parents. I think my wife kind of agrees. We're listening to it.
Morgan. She goes,
I don't know. This one is, and I don't know if that's how she worded it or we kind of thought of it later. Yeah, it's just, again, I wonder if I'm growing. It's not a bad song.
Okay.
It's just, it's not for the kids. Let's it hear. Doesn't fit all the other songs.
Fine.
I wonder if I'm growing. I wonder if I'm growing. My mom says, yes, I'm growing, but it's hard for me to see. My mom says, eat your sandwich, it'll make you grow up tall. But when I eat my sandwich, I'm hardly bigger at all.
So if this was an album of lullabies to put your kid to sleep, this song would be okay.
Okay.
This is because my kids listen to a lot of music just to go to sleep. And, you know, there's lullabies and instrumentals, things like that. Every other song, for the most part, is upbeat. I'm trying to think of any other song. There's some other songs that might not be as upbeat as others. This song is just kind of slower. You know, he's talking about first person as a kid. You know, I guess a kid, I think it would just be, it's way over a kid's head. Who knows? I'm not 3 and 4 years old. Maybe a kid gets it. Whatever. I just think it's over the kid's head.
I like this song.
I don't think they're going to be singing this one. So I would take,
I disagree.
You know, 19 songs. I think this song could be off and nobody would miss it.
Whatever. I enjoy it. I actually really enjoy the song.
I mean, the message is nice and
the message is very sweet. Now, are you correct?
Point? Is that
the
point?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're probably correct. As would a kid really be thinking about this? Probably not.
It's singable songs for the very young.
Yes, there
you go. And this is not a singable song for the very young. This is a singable song for the... what are we? Old?
Rather old.
Middle age. I don't know.
Middle age. Balding people.
The tired parents, you know, that are having to listen to the music.
Singable songs for entire parents.
So anyway, I think it comes, you know, in between other songs that are just up. So anyways, that's my song. If I had to pick a song, because other songs, it was just tough. Like all the other songs, they had a good message, a silly, whatever, it's upbeat. So
yeah. All right, so what do you pick then for your best?
It's tough. I kind of have... If there's a song, it's not a tie, but it's kind of a tie. So if there's a song that I probably sing personally a lot that I think is a good motivator. So let's say it's like just under first place for me. So it's like my honorable, honorable mention is Brush Your Teeth, number 3. Because I think it's got the musicality of it and it's the sound of brushing your teeth.
Yep.
And you can sing it and get a kid to actually...
Yep.
Follow you. I think it's very well written. Now, is it, you know, the best like produce is just like his vocal doubled and it's just kind of simple on the album. So as I was thinking about it, I don't know if it's the best on the album. I think though, out of all these songs, maybe the other song that I'm about to pick, I think that's a very close second just because I still sing that. Just trying to get kids to brush their darn teeth.
I gotcha.
And I think I've always thought of that song as like just a great song, not realizing I think this is one of his, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, Brush Your Teeth is great, but I will choose the song that mentioning it's for preschoolers, my kids, I already mentioned this, they were singing it just the other day and they're 7 years old. And I think the song is great because it's catchy. You know what's coming, but it can also change every single time you sing it and it can teach elementary kids how to rhyme is Down by the Bay.
Yep.
Did you ever see a goose kissing a moose down by the bay, down by the bay? Where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever see a whale with a polka dot tail, down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home.
It's great, it's just, and you could change the lyrics every time, and my kids were just singing it the other day, so I don't know if they did it in school, something came up, and I go, hey, it even talks to a seven-year-old, because now they can actually understand what they're rhyming, you know, as a young kid, they're just coming up words like, have you ever talked to, you know, either your kids or another kid, and they think they're rhyming?
Yeah, it's like,
and that's this target audience, but, you know, so now it's still just kind of catchy, it's very thoughtful, and it's silly and fun. Now, there are other ones, I really like Mr. Sun, I think Mr. Sun and Willoughby Wallaby Woo, Those are great songs too. Again, I don't think I like his version, even though it's his version of Mr. Sun. There's a much slower version that I can think of the thing on YouTube, and that's the one that we heard first.
Yeah.
And it's just slower and it just fits a lot better. But Down by the Bay is just, it's fine. And actually listen to it again, production wise. So if based on how, what we grade other albums, this one's got the kids, it's nice and full, it's well produced. So again, best song, everything. I'm going to just stick with Down by the Bay.
So I have to be honest with you. That was also my pick for the best song.
Wow.
Mostly because I remember when this song, I remember distinctly, I was washing the dishes, listening to this album, and that song came on, and I just had a flood of memories come back, all the way back to B.B. Harris Elementary School, and our music teacher there, Miss Dowdy, and she was awesome, and I was like, oh my goodness, I know this song, and then I started singing along, and I'm like, how do I know these words? Like, I did not realize that stuff was still like ingrained in me. So it brought back a lot of really good memories. That is my pick. However, you know, I will also have my supporting pick, which is actually what you just mentioned, Willoughby Wallaby Woo, simply because that song, it's just so much, it's fun. It's fun.
Willoughby Wallaby Wee, an elephant sat on me. Willoughby Wallaby Woo, an elephant sat on you. Willoughby Wallaby Weston, an elephant sat on Justin. Willoughby Wallaby Wenya, an elephant sat on Tanya. Willoughby Wallaby Wenny, an elephant sat on Jenny.
So I found myself singing it so many times, like just like walking down the hallway at school. Willoughby Wallaby Woo, an elephant sat on you.
I think it's very similar to Down by the Bay, too.
It is. It's got that same kind of feel and flow to it.
Yeah, so good pick. I agree.
I think either one of those could be a number one top choice. I mean, I'm picking Down by the Bay simply for the nostalgia reason, but, you know, Willoughby Wallaby Woo is right up there. Yep. I also very much enjoyed Mr. Sun, as you talked about, but I enjoyed other versions of it as well. Like, when I realized this is his version, I was like, okay, I get it now. Because I'm like, I've heard this song.
Yeah.
Same with the opener, you know, The More We Get Together. Like, I hear that all the time. Like, that's a very common song that's still used. Peanut Butter Sandwich was actually quite enjoyable. And let's see, Robin in the Rain, I enjoyed that one. And also,
that was very Beatles-esque.
Yeah, it was.
Musical-esque.
Yes. And I wonder if I'm growing up. I have it written down here, or I'm wondering if I'm growing as a great song, and you picked it to be the worst. So, like, I hate you for that, and I think Nick does too. So again, Nick is listening, and he's going, yeah, Jay's wrong on this one.
I think everybody agrees that's not a singable song for the very young.
Whatever. So if I had to pick the worst one on there, the one that I just could not get into, and I'm going to be honest, I like the first time I heard it, I was like, nope. And every time I listen to this album, nope, Must Be Santa.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes around on a special night? Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. Who's got boots and a suit of red?
Now, one thing I can say is, you know, if you're listening to that song, you've got in the background, you've got a electric guitar, very country sounding.
Like Hawaiian.
Yeah, like that's cool. But this doesn't make me think of like snow and cold and the Christmas spirit. It doesn't sound like a Christmas song to me.
I think it's still catchy though. I like the hesitation on the chorus that it's different. You know, it's the down, it's the beat, and then must be sad. Like it's,
yeah, that's good.
Like like the verse, okay, yeah, it's not memorable. Like if it comes up, you're like, but then when it has that little pause. Hesitation, you're like, well, that's something different.
It's a little bit
more difficult, maybe for a kid to sing.
Oh, it's definitely, and I'll give them that. And then the kids singing on there, like they do a good job. It's good, but like, they could have left that off. That's fine.
Maybe in thinking that it's 19 songs and you can leave off a couple. Yeah, yes,
they could have been left.
But I still think you're wrong, and I'm right that I wonder if whatever I'm going is not as
good. No, that's still a good song
because this has a better production.
Look, all I know is that Nick is texting me right now, and he agrees. He's actually not.
But. I mean, but again, saying that there's 19 songs, that it's definitely an album that you get your money's worth.
Yeah, you do.
Right? I mean, yeah, tons of songs. What's the longest song like?
I think it's only like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, 2.5 minutes. So it's, he knocked it out of the park. Was this, do you know Ravi, a little bit more back to him, was this like his first or second or?
This was technically his second album that he had recorded, but his first kids album. And
gotcha.
He did an adult album. He did this kids album. He did another adult album. And ever since then, it's all kids.
So talk about like, it's basically his debut kids album. Yeah. Like how many people have a debut album with this many songs that are classics?
That are classics. Yeah. And he has re-recorded some of these versions. So you can find them on other albums. He's released like 19 albums, 20 albums, something like that. My information is all askew here because there's so many compilations and different things that it kind of clouds the numbers. But overall, I mean, if you're out there and you're listening and this is bringing back nostalgia memories to you, let us know. Cause I didn't realize how much of this I actually did listen to as a child in the '80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Yeah. So yeah. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Rafi. Thank you, Ryan, for choosing to give this to me.
I'd say, why not? Like, you know, it's kids record. We haven't done one before. Why not?
Why not?
All right. Thank you very much out there to everybody listening. Please, if you haven't already, go download everything that Rafi has recorded, even if it is 45 albums, you know, go ahead and buy them all because you never know when you're going to need them. So make sure that we support the artist every which way we can. Please go to thealbumargument.com. Check out all our information there. You can find all of our links for everything, including our Spotify playlist that Jay has set up for us so graciously. Anything else you want to add in there, Jay?
No. If you're wondering, next week we will get, I don't know if we're going back to rock and roll, but we'll get back to something that's a little bit more
different
or typical, but it is actually different. So
but typical.
Should I say?
Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody.
Yeah. So we'll talk next week. Violator by Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
So it is in our wheelhouse when you start to consider it, but it is a little different.
It is different.
But it's a little bit more album argument. So anyways, go listen to that and be ready for another great podcast next week. And hopefully everybody's safe out there for your spring break listening to Rafi.
Yeah.
So please be safe and we'll see you back next week.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
Deuces. We are out.